The last few weeks, we have been looking in Matthew's Gospel. And what we've been looking at and hearing and looking at from different angles have been parables about the kingdom of God. Jesus trying to explain to the disciples and to the people around him what exactly was he talking about. Because this is what he came to announce and this is what he came to establish. But this story that we have in Matthew 14 is filled with activity. Just to bring you up to speed, Jesus gave the disciples many parables in chapter 13. And toward the end of the chapter, he made his way to his hometown, and the people there, they rejected him. So he moved on. He heard that John the Baptizer, who was his cousin, had been beheaded. And this was the response. What we hear, what we read in today's gospel reading is, it says, begins with, having heard this, Jesus got into a boat and went to a deserted place. So the sad news that he is responding to is the death of his cousin. The interesting thing is, too, that the crowds, seeing Jesus leave by boat, they follow him on land by foot. How is it that you react when you hear sad news? If you're like me, I like to be kind of left alone for a while to digest it, to process. I need some time to process news, especially the death of a family member, somebody that I'm close to. It just takes a while. And this is what I see Jesus doing. He's withdrawn to a deserted place. He just needs some time. Well, he doesn't really get much time alone because the people see him and they follow him. Rather than withdrawing from the crowd that has followed him, Jesus, as we read again, is moved by compassion and he meets their needs. He heals their sick. What we know in our 21st century is the value of good nutrition. Good nutrition plays a big role in our health, in warding off disease that is due to malnutrition. Good nutrition is also keeps our immune systems in good shape so that we don't catch everything that comes our way. So it's keeping that in mind. One thing that the text does not tell us, but history books do, is that in this first century in the Roman Empire, the availability of food was based on class. It was very restricted. Those who were of poorer people, food that was in the quantity and the quality of food was restricted from them, which meant that they were not in good health. And this probably accounts for the many sick people that we read of in the New Testament that were brought to Jesus asking for healing. We also read in the Old Testament how the kingdom of God is expected to provide food and all of the human necessities in abundance, understanding that it is God's will and God's way that people not go